それとは何でしょう。
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We are back with the cult leader game, whatever it's called. Anyway, let's go ahead, because this was requested, and I want to go through it. Whatever might you be referring to? You know what I mean, your underwear. Take off everything that's going to get in the way. The blood rushed to my head, and I could tell my voice was losing its composure.
ありませんね。教祖となることを引き受けてくださったあなたには。
I suppose I must. I can't defy the man who agreed to become our founder. Both Shima's voice and expression were filled with scorn. I'm sure my breathing was heavy, as probably drooling too. I could only imagine how ridiculous I looked. That made it all the more painful to see what Shima thought of me. Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it, she's mocking me!My anger towards the woman in front of me fueled my lust. My head began to spin, my vision red. Shima, on the other hand, was unhooking her bra as calm and collected as ever. Shima dropped her bra onto the tatami with a light thud, and her panties followed shortly after. My astonishment got caught in my throat and came out only as a faint exhalation. My male instincts were powerless to resist the naked body standing before me. Her heavy, pale tits, her narrow yet suitably plump waist,the contours of her thighs and ass, her vibrant, almost translucent-seeming skin accented by the color of her nipples and pubic hair. It was all within arm's reach. The moment I became aware of that, I pushed her down. Shima let out a sweet moan and fell on her back with a little resistance. A futon was spread out beneath her almost as if she had been expecting this. I grabbed her legs and spread them. Yes, there it was. Shima's pussy glistened before my very eyes, deliciously wet and enticing. You're already wet, huh? Care to explain yourself? I tried to find my footing and establish some amount of superiority over her, a clumsy attempt at teasing and shaming her. I wonder why that is. What do you think?She completely dodged the question and instead reached for my crotch. She wrapped her fair, dainty fingers around my cock and gently pulled me closer to her. It wasn't like she yanked me forward. It was a delicate and calculated touch, and yet I could do nothing to oppose it an inch forward. Man, I feel like I'm in a club in Dubai, you know? Like, that's what everybody's jamming to right now.Unbelievable! You came so much! Yet look at it! It's hentai, lady, that's how it works. All 10 of her fingers ran along my shaft, tantalizingly caressing it back and forth. It was the lightest touch, but it was enough to make my pre-cum pump out. Once, twice, the viscous liquid dribbled onto her.My, it's even harder than it was before. It may be even bigger now than it was a moment ago. She seemed to want to touch it all, as if to make sure her eyes weren't deceiving her, or perhaps she simply wanted to coat it with my pre-cum. Regardless, her wet fingers moved up and down my shaft over and over. A rumble of pleasure ran up along my back, forcing a moan out.Try not to accidentally come, okay? That just won't do. Shima pulled me closer still and gently pushed my dick right against her pussy. When my dark crimson crown made contact with it and barely pushed past the lips, it felt like the lukewarm, wet feeling gently enveloped my whole body. It's so hot. It's only natural for your most sensitive spot to be so incredibly hot, and I can feel it all. She sounded chipper and moved my cock up and down, left and right. BA start? Rubbing it against the fleshy entrance of her pussy and eliciting quiet but very audible squelches from her moist lower lips.The viscosity and other softness of her folds caressed my tip all around and forced me to shudder. The pleasure was almost ticklish, delicate, but also incredibly invigorating. Fuck, what do you think you're doing, masturbating with my cock? I somewhat scolded her, but I still couldn't bring myself to pull away. Of course not. I wouldn't dream of it. You know perfectly well what I want. What this place wants, right? Shima continued rubbing my dick back and forth between her lips, even as she said that, and the obscene sounds became louder than ever. You know, I like that she has a little bit of roll of fat there, because that's like normal. There's so many hentais where they draw the women and it's like, I'm sorry, dude, like, even the skinniest looking woman has like just a little bit of fat folds there. Especially considering how large your breasts are. That's usually just what fucking happens, guys. I've been there, I've done that. A lot of women I knew that had giant breasts, everything else grew larger later in life. That's just how it fucking works a lot of times. Ugh, you want it, right? You want it inside you. I clenched my muscles, making my cock throb in her hands. That's correct. If you already know, what are you waiting for? It seemed like nothing could stop her from provoking and teasing me. I was much older than her, yet she was treating me like some virgin teenager. It got my blood boiling like nothing else. You damn! I pulled her hands away from my cock and thrust with all my might. Thrust! Squish! Shima lustfully moaned as my hard cock plunged into her drenched pussy. Any other girl would have sounded sexy as hell if she moaned like that as she took me inside, but I didn't enjoy her reaction one bit. As I thrust my entire length inside her, I could feel the countless folds of her pussy clench around it and draw it deeper inside before beginning to wave passionately. It felt like having a million tiny tongues licking all over my shaft. It was so amazing that I was afraid I'd spurt my load on the spot. God damn it, your pussy's crazy! My cock felt hot, impossibly so, as if it were fusing with her pussy and becoming one with it. I had never felt anything like this before, and I couldn't help crying out pathetically as I clenched. My engorged dick trembled inside her pussy, not unlike a critter fearing for its life before certain death at the hands of a predator. Damn! It's a hell of a way to say it! No, don't! Not yet! It's not nearly enough for me! And yet her pussy was clenching hard, once, twice, thrice! A clearly conscious action that punctuated her words as if trying to encourage my cock, or make it shamefully unload right as I put it inside. Blah! Despite the pleasure that threatened to overwhelm me, I somehow managed not to come, at least for the time being. As I panted like a beast, I realized I was already covered in sweat. Looks like you managed to hold it back somehow. Why don't you try moving then? Just be careful not to let go too early and shoot your load out, okay? Shit, I already told you to stop ordering me around! Despite my strong words, only a feeble, shaky voice came out. It was as if I really had gone back to when I was a virgin as I tentatively started thrusting inside her. Oh, that's good. It feels good. Shima spoke between my awkward thrusts. Harder, harder, please. Move faster. You'll have to go a lot faster than that. Oh, shit. I cursed out loud, but still did as Shima said and slowly picked up the pace, beginning to thrust much faster. Every time I pushed myself back inside, the minute creases inside her caressed my shaft and squeezed me in their wet embrace. It's in the minute creases inside her caressed my shaft and squeezed me in their wet embrace. Each time the pleasure coursing through me urged me to increase my speed even faster. Yeah, that's good. So good. I can feel it all the way inside. Well, as long as you don't feel it outside, it'd be weird. Yeah, give it to me. Push your cock deep inside. Make your dick bigger and bigger. How the hell do you do that? I don't know. Some guy says pills work, but I don't trust them pills. Them pills have you in the grave. Can you do that for me?
The entire length of her pussy squeezed all at once, and for a moment it felt like it was about to crush my cock.
Oh? It was so tight that it almost felt like it hurt at first. However, as I continued thrusting, I realized it felt so much better than it did a moment before. In direct response to that new stimulus, my cock got harder and swelled up even more. I couldn't believe what I was feeling. It's finally here. I can feel it reaching all the way inside me. By the way, I really like her whole little O face. You know, her eyes are closed. I like that a little better than the ones you see where it's like the Moe girls and they have that. I mean, she's an older character. I kind of like it better than the Moe characters. We'll still do the Moe characters, but I prefer, you know. Yes, just like that. Keep thrusting. Slam it harder inside me. Push it deep. Fuck my pussy all the way inside. Finally moaning with real pleasure, Shima started shaking her plump ass and slapping it against my hips. I clenched my teeth along with every muscle in my crotch that I could muster. I then started driving my cock deep inside her, plunging the tip as far as it could possibly reach. Yes, there, right there! Keep going! Push it there again! Push it hard! Stomp it hard! What? No, let's not do that! Smack my womb with your cock! Bully it harder, please! Okay? Ugh, shit! I swallowed the pride and humiliation I felt from being ordered around again and did as she wanted. That was how amazing her pussy was. I mean, it must have been amazing. My god. Good, so good! This is amazing! Your cock is amazing! Damn, we're gonna have to give an award for best hentai performance to this lady. She's really giving it. Good lord. It's so big and hard, and the tip gets so big and fat. It feels good. It feels so good. Yes, keep talking. Hearing her sexy voice amid such an unbecoming and wild pleasure, one so obviously reflected in her beautiful face, sent me into overdrive. My cock had never felt more sensitive in my life than in that moment. But I still found the strength and will to drive it hard inside her amazing pussy, even as her folds twisted greedily for more. It's digging into it, it's punching in there, the tip of your cock is forcing my womb open. Oh, 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 oh! While my shaft was being assailed on all sides by the obscene twisting of her pussy, my tip was under a different kind of assault. Each time I shoved it inside, it ground against something stiff, her womb. But now I knew my goal and aggressively went for it. I aimed for her womb and slammed it so hard that our combined juices splashed outward from our crotches with every savage thrust. I can feel it. It's jolting through me. Ah,
I'm my pussy in my womb. You're fucking my womb. You're making it go numb. My dirty pussy, my cunt. My cunt feels so good. Well, I'm glad she likes it. Shima's large tits jiggled freely, shaking wildly as each of my powerful thrusts pounded her innermost depths. Shit, shit, you goddamn slut! My pleasure and arousal were reaching dangerously high levels and clouding my judgment because at the time that seemed like a perfectly good and sensible thing to say. I think she likes it. What about you with a cock that swollen and hard, thrusting so hard and fast inside me? You're going crazy with pleasure, aren't you? Are you gonna lose your mind because of me? Go ahead, be honest with yourself and admit that you want more. How can you be so goddamn cheeky? Cheeky? How can you be so goddamn cheeky even as I'm riding your pussy to hell and back? I started lifting my entire body as I thrust, putting my weight behind every plunge of my cock inside her magnificent pussy while pounding her harder than ever before. Good, that's so good there, right there, amazing! Her body coiled like a snake beneath me, waving and twisting in the throes of pleasure. Her moans were getting louder and louder too. While I was the one doing the thrusting and had control on paper, it was clear she was dictating the pace and had been from the very beginning. I understood that full well, yet I still humped away to please her. I can feel it so much, I love it. My womb loves it so much. Your cock, it's conquering my body, it's conquering my womb, you're making it yours, and I love it! That's right, I am, I'm making you mine, you're not gonna be able to say no to my cock soon enough! I was having a hard time thinking straight by then, so I just spit out whatever crossed my mind. Why? Why are you doing this to me? I'm scared, I'm scared! There was zero actual fear in her voice, obviously. Rather, she sounded quite entertained and made no effort whatsoever to hide it. That pissed me off more than anything, so I went on the offensive. If you thrust your cock that hard, you really want to... Hold on. You really plan to make me yours, don't you? I appreciate the thought, but are you sure you're really going to get what you want? Shima suddenly clenched her pussy hard. I could feel it wave and squeeze along its entire length, crushing my cock as it plunged inside her. Whoa! The urge to come that I managed to bottle up was back with a vengeance. I could feel its unstoppable rise surge from within my loins, rushing towards the tip currently being tormented by Shima's squeezing. In order to avoid accidentally coming, I had to stop humping her. Well, what's wrong? Why have you stopped? I thought you were gonna make me yours forever. I didn't think it possible, but her pussy started squeezing my motionless shaft even harder. She started circling her hips, teasing and provoking me. So stop that! Ugh, I'm going to come! I really am! What? After all that? You are? Are you really? But I haven't come myself yet. She pushed her hips towards me, drawing me inside as she licked her lips. Oh, here she goes. You can't do that yet, and you know it. Come on, hold on a bit longer. I'm not too far off. You can do it.
Oh, 私のドスケベなグチョのレマンコ、もうすぐ行きそうなんですから。
Come on, just a few seconds later, okay? My trench slutty pussy is going to come any second now. Her pussy caressed and stroked my cock so well and precisely that it felt like I was being blown by a toothless mouth. I was gentle but utterly refused to let go. Woo! A beastly roar forced its way out of my throat as I resumed pounding her with everything I had.Yes, yes, that's the spirit. You can do it. I know you can. Despite her mocking, she sounded like she was actually enjoying having sex with me. Her moans easily concealed my desperate panting.My cock felt so damn full and swollen that I feared it was gonna burst for real, but I stopped thinking about it and focused on pumping as hard as I could inside her. Not yet, okay? You can't come just yet. You can do...Hold it back! Hold it all back for me, please! Don't squirt your load until the very last moment, please! I can promise you that your cock will feel amazing if you wait!
I held on to her words for dear life and pushed my orgasm down as much as I could while plowing her sexy pussy as hard and fast as possible.Still, her wet folds clung to it with eager desperation, clenching hard as if to make every thrust difficult for me. My cock had nowhere to go but inside that torturous hell of inconceivable pleasure.
I'm going to come! I'm so close! My fucking cunt is going to come!Wow. Good Lord. Make me come now. Use your cock. Make me come with your cock. There was a hint of desperation in her voice, as if she was finally losing control for real. When that happened, her hips started shaking up and down against my thrusts. The pleasure of selling my cock was so intense that I could have easily mistaken it for pain, but I still plowed her pussy like my life depended on it.Coming, I'm going to come! Yeah! You did weak! You did well in holding back. You can let it out now. Let it all out, all of it. Fill me up with your jizz. Make me come with your baby batter. Make my pussy come with it. My cock was already past the point of no return by the time Shima's pussy started clenching and twisting impossibly hard. I'm gonna come. It's here. Let it out. Let it all out. Give it to me. Give me your cum.I didn't need her pleas. My body had already made the decision. I was now mere moments away from my impending orgasm. Well? A slut like you deserves to be covered in jizz. Do it!Spurt it all over me! Give me your hot cum! Cover my body with your thick, smelly jizz! Shima began pushing her hips against mine, matching my quick rhythm. I want it all. I want a nasty coat of jizz all over me. I want to come all covered in your semen. Good night, lady. Come, I want your cum. Give it to me. Give me your cum. Shower me in it. Squirt your jizz all over me. After realizing her face, she must suddenly couldn't get it out of her head and begged for my cum over and over. My cock stung hard, towing the thin line between pain and pleasure. Your cock has started throbbing so hard it's coming. You're gonna come any second now. Wow! The lady doth protest much? Do it! Come for me! Shoot all over my face! Do it! I want to feel your hot jizz on me! Cover me in your semen! Oh, then take it! Take it, you goddamn nymphomaniac! Yeah, it's hot, so hot, I'm coming! My cock throbbed wildly right after I pulled out of her pussy and started pumping an unbelievably huge load of cum. Good lord! Yeah, I'm coming! I couldn't believe how obscene her moan sounded, how her naughty show turned me on so much that I could feel my orgasm grow stronger. Coming, I'm coming, you're just splashing all over me, it's making me come. Good night! Lady, you've won the award! What else do you want? My body, my whole body, you're turning into a pussy. You're making it feel like my cunt coming. I'm coming so hard. My off-white jizz keeps splashing into Shima's sweat-covered skin and long, thick ropes. There seemed to be no end to it. I looked down at her and saw that her cocksure, slutty smile was gone, replaced instead by a tense look as her orgasm coursed through her body. Dirtying those flushed cheeks felt particularly good. Newfound excitement surged within me, and my orgasm gained strength yet again. I could feel my crotch clench, forcing out even more cum to cover her pretty face, chest, and everywhere else it could reach. And she's losing her mind. Coming, I'm coming, I can't stop coming. I can't believe how much you're gushing out. I'll never be able to wash away the stink of semen now. Shima still found the energy to speak coherently, even as her climax made her squirm, and she was right. The smell of jizz was thick and rich in the air, and it all came from the load on her body. Even so, my cock wasn't done. I ground the tip hard against her mound and pubes, feeling another rush of jizz rising up. Your cock, don't rub your jizz into my skin so much. Don't make it soak like that. I'm gonna come. Coming. I'm going to come again. Your jizz is making me come again. Coming. Shima's body jolted beneath me once, twice, again and again. Another orgasmic wave took control of her body, and I watched she pathetically humped the underside of my cock. God damn, look at you. You're having the best orgasm of your life or something? Unbelievable. I looked down at her, taking in the sight of her semen-covered body. The words came out on their own, but I stood by them. Well, I'm glad I can make a bitch like her come. It's nice, yeah. It's a good thing. Shit, why do I feel so unsatisfied then? It suddenly felt like I had simply been following Shima's script from the very beginning, obeying her mischievous will. It's almost as if I had let her use me to give her that pleasure. I'm not gonna forget this. The next time we do it, I'll fuck you on my terms. I'll choose the pace and everything. I rubbed my cock on her inner thighs as the last drops of cum lazily dribbled out of it, solemnly making that secret promise to myself. Shima wiped away all the jizz clinging to her lower body, then put her arms through his sleeves of a strangely shaped robe instead of her now dirty suit. It looked like something a shrine maiden would wear. In fact, that might have actually been what it was. I wasn't too familiar with the kind of robe they wore. She wasn't wearing anything underneath. Her face returned to its normal, composed expression. At least on the surface, she didn't seem to feel any shame for the indecent side of herself she'd just shown me. She really doesn't have any charm.
Despite that, she had perfect proportions and a top-class pussy. I would just have to put up with her. How was it? Have you calmed down now? Yeah. I'm glad to hear it. I felt an extreme sense of discomfort from Shima, like the slutty woman I had just seen was all a lie. No, it wasn't just coming from Shima. The room itself felt completely different. It felt like I'd been brought somewhere else without realizing it. Right, the smell. I unintentionally muttered that aloud. Shima gave me a suspicious look. The smell that was filling this room a second ago is gone now. Did you open a vent or something? Actually, what was that sweet smell in the first place? I was burning an incense called Dairanko. It just ran out a moment ago, so the smell is dissipating. Dairanko. Dairanko has the effect of making people true to their hearts as well as their desires. I used it so I could give you your final test to determine if you're fit to be our founder. Test? Yes, but don't worry. You pass with flying colors. I have no complaints about you becoming Hishin no Kai's founder. I must have had a perplexed look on my face. That Shima would test me wasn't particularly surprising. She was the type of person to pull that sort of thing, but all I did just now was nearly lose my ability to reason, push her down and fuck her, spurred on by her words. I never heard of this Dairanko incense before, but it seemed true that it made you honest about your desires. It made me expose my lust for Shima pretty easily. I was in a precarious position. If I offended Shima, I might not be able to eat tomorrow. Sure, she was tempting, but I would never in my right mind force myself on her. I had a little more prudence than that. And yet I let my lust take control and fucked her. Looking back, it was surprising lapse of judgment on my part. But if that was because of the Dairanko and I passed that test as a result, that meant... The act you and I just performed is known within the Hishin no Kai as a ritual. While she was reading my mind, Shima began explaining with perfect timing. Dairanko is intended to help with the ritual. There are times when the ritual is performed without it, but most of the time it is necessary to free our believers from their worldly morality. By the way, she said Dairanko like 3 times in Japanese, so that's probably not close to what the translation is. But hold on a second, you mean they used some sketchy incense to make people lose their reasoning and have sex, and Shima was calling it part of Hishin no Kai's ritual? Hishin no Kai is no religion, you're a sex cult. That is a rather closed-minded way of putting it, but yes, I suppose it could be described as such. Shima put on her usual bewitching smile. And yet, under the influence of the... Dairanko, you and I perform the ritual, which means your soul understands Hishin no Kai's righteousness. If my reason and common sense had gotten in the way and made me too afraid to have sex with Shima, I wouldn't have been qualified to be the founder. What she was saying did make sense to a degree. That said, Hishin no Kai's underlying creed was still nuts. After lying together, I am convinced. You possess a hidden power within you. If you become our founder, you will lead Hishin no Kai to all new heights. What's this power you keep talking about? What exactly do you want from me? Didn't I just have to show up to the assemblies and kick back? What kind of power am I supposed to be showing off?
それを理解する力こそがあなたの教祖としての資質なのですから。
You will understand soon enough. The ability to understand is part of what makes you qualified to be our founder.
では、教祖様、やっぱり私は寄宿室で寝ることにしますね。
Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll be sleeping in a guest room after all. Hey! Paying me no heed, Shima left the room. It was her room to begin with, but now I was all alone in it. What the hell was that all about?I sat cross-legged on the futon, which I could only assume had soaked up a lot of our sweat and bodily fluids. I found my clothes on the floor and pulled out a lighter cigarette and pocket ashtray. Nicotine entered my blood vessels through my lungs, then made its way up to my brain. Smokers were marginalized more and more these days, to the extent that if you smoked indoors, you might as well be a criminal. Ridiculous. I can't believe Hishin no Kai is a sex cult. Well, they were pretty suspicious from the get-go, so I guess it's not too surprising.I pondered as I smoked my cigarette. And now I'm going to live my life as a replacement for their founder. I'll be taking the place of that guy on the verge of death in the other room. I bet Kosetsu Hiramichi was fucking all their believers. Shima too. Given what she said, there's no way they haven't done it. I thought Shima was just a hypocrite, but she let out some dirty moans when I was fucking her. I wouldn't have guessed it just from looking at her. Women are something else, huh? Every time I inhaled the smoke, my mind grew clearer, and every time I exhaled, my body relaxed.Following that rhythm, waves of exhaustion gradually washed over me and my eyelids grew heavy. I don't like the fact that I've been playing right into Shima's hands, but that aside, this is pretty interesting. Being the founder of a sex cult doesn't sound too bad. I'll just see exactly what kind of benefits I can get out of this. I extinguished my cigarette on the portable ashtray and got into bed, not bothering to put on any clothes. When I rested my head on the pillow, that sweet blend of milk and flowers tickled my nostrils once again.Okay, it's daytime, and early in the morning, several days later, Kosetsu Hiramichi took his last breath. I wasn't particularly surprised. In the first place, it was hard for me to see that comatose body and his futon as anything more than a living corpse. Still, I did think it was awfully convenient that he passed away immediately after his replacement showed up. Maybe I've got it backwards. Maybe Shima was desperate enough to take me as his replacement because she knew he was on his last legs.She wouldn't just have him disposed of because he served his purpose, at least I hope not. The thought still lingering in the back of my mind, I watched men who appeared to be morticians load the casket holding Haramichi's body into what I could only assume was a hearse. Appeared to be, assume. I wasn't the one who arranged for all this, so I couldn't be certain. Shortly afterwards, the Black Station wagon slowly drove off the premises without so much as honking its horn. I had no idea where it was headed. Only Shima and I remained.She was the one who arranged everything, which is to say that when I woke up this morning, I found those guys rummaging around Kosetsu Haramichi's room. I didn't call them, so it had to have been her. Aren't you worried about the morticians leaking the news that Kosetsu Haramichi is dead, and shouldn't there have been a doctor to write his death certificate? How are you keeping them quiet? I was pretty sure I knew how she would respond, but I asked anyway.
大丈夫です。教祖様がご心配なさるようなことは何もありません。
It's quite alright. There's nothing for you to worry about. So she says...Alright guys, so that's going to be it of my life as a sex cult leader, I guess the name of it. Or my life as a cult leader, sex cult leader, whatever. And we'll be back with more. See you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner.